It's supposed to be a show from the Munro in Liverpool after Liverpool have lost for the third time in a week to Chelsea 2-1. I've got Kim Molyneux, I've got Ryan Patton, I've got Neil Dockett. And Neil, I was ready for the disappointing post-match show after the draw. I thought it was going to finish 1-1. I was going to say we should be winning that with the injuries they had both before the game and also during the game. I thought they were there for the taking, and instead Liverpool have managed to lose another game in stoppage time. And yeah, it's a real tough one to take.
Yeah, it's a sickener. For twice in a row in the Premier League, they've thrown away what would have been a good point. When it goes 1-1, I'm sure everybody was thinking this game is there for the taking. The Reds are going to go on and win this because they played well second half. They'd taken control of the game. They created a number of good chances. But from that point on, I thought we were really poor. And the game management in the closing moments just isn't good enough for me. And I include the manager in that. The sub Endo for McAllister's wild. I don't know what he's thinking. We've got Gravenberch who's moved to centre-half. Szoboszlai's playing at right-back. Endo comes on. He's not at the pace of the game at all. I don't want to single him out because so many players today couldn't find a pass, sloppy on the ball. But we've done enough to get the equaliser. We've done enough to get away with a good point. And then they've come away with nothing. It's another hugely frustrating game with a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered questions. I don't know at the moment. When I look at the team, throughout the team, I can see a lack of confidence and I can see a lack of quality, and they look unbalanced. They look desperate for this international break, and I can't remember the last time I've been pleased with an international break to be coming along. But that's how I feel at the moment, because it's very much back to the drawing board for this manager. A lot of what has made us so impressive last season, he's thrown out, it feels, in the last few weeks. I'm struggling to understand some of the lineups. I'm struggling to understand some of the decisions. And I'm seeing a lot of players who aren't in form, who don't look fully fit, who don't look accustomed to playing with one another. And when you're trying to pick out what's wrong with that performance today, it really is a question of, well, where do you start?